I'm a children's author. I have written a number of books for children. In fact, one of my books is in the Friends Library, Kai, A Mission for Her Village. And I also am a real estate broker. And I have just started a card business because I wrote so much poetry that I thought I should put it on greeting cards for people. So that's a little bit about me. I'm also the mother of four children and the grandmother of 12 and the great-grandmother of two.
Wow, impressive.
Tell me about something that's important to you.
Well, family life is very important to me. I am a family person, and I have had the wonderful opportunity to not only be born in America of Barbadian parents, but I also went to live in Barbados for 20 years, where I met all of my ancestors and relatives, and I got to do the most amazing things. One of the things that I did, I climbed the same breadfruit trees that my mother used to climb in order to get a breadfruit for Saturday afternoon lunch.
What does African diaspora mean to you?
Well, it's very difficult for me to really answer that question, but I will try. It means to me that there is a coming together from all segments of African life, people of African descent who settle in a particular area, and we get to have the wonderful ingredients of these people. For instance, if you walk along Fulton Street, you will see Nigerian restaurants. And if you go to other segments of Brooklyn, you will see Haitian restaurants. Or if you're on Nostrand Avenue, that's the West Indian section of Brooklyn, where you can get wonderful banana bread and coconut bread and saltfish. So it's a mingling and coming together of all of the elements of African people.
What makes Brooklyn Friends School a community?
Well, I like to think of a community as many families coming together and doing good deeds for each other. And I think that Brooklyn Friends represents that thought.
What does it mean to be a Brooklynite?
What does it mean to be a Brooklynite? Oh, I was born in Brooklyn. And I was raised in Brooklyn. I attended all schools in Brooklyn from kindergarten through college. My dad used to take me to Ebbets Field to look at Brooklyn Dodger games when the Dodgers played at Ebbets Field. And I remember so many beautiful things about Brooklyn that any time I leave Brooklyn and travel, I carry these memories and sights and senses within myself. It's to be full of pride about where you have come from, and I'm proud to be a Brooklynite. I grew up on Bergen Street, and it's a very different Bergen Street than you know today. When I was a little girl, trolley cars ran on tracks in the street. If you aren't familiar with trolley cars, you can still see them running in San Francisco. When you see pictures of San Francisco, you usually see a picture of the trolley car.
I've been on one.
All right. Well, that's what I grew up on. And the trolley cars used to take you from place to place just like the buses. But then it was only 5 cents, a nickel, to get on the trolley car and come to downtown Brooklyn or go up to East New York to the markets on a very early Sunday morning. And Bergen Street was a very interesting street because people of mixed backgrounds and ethnic origins lived on Bergen Street. We had African Americans, we had African Caribbean Americans, but mostly we had Italian people, people who came from Italy to settle on Bergen Street. It was a wonderful place to grow up. We played stickball in the street, and I guess it was because we led very sheltered lives that I really didn't know the differences in the colors of children. I thought I was like everybody else, Italian, the African Americans, the few Hispanics. We didn't have terminologies like that back then. And so I didn't feel the pressure in growing up to be that I couldn't be anything I wanted to be because my skin was a little bit different colored to the girl who lived next door, whose name was Anne Marie Costello.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, and thank you for having me.
Oh, would you be willing to say your full name one more time?
Yeah. My name is Dawn Conrada.
There you go. One more time.
My name is Dawn Conrada Gil Thomas.
And Dawn, how old are you?
79.
Thank you, Dawn.